Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the gospel reading for today, John the Baptist is in a prison cell. Is this how it was supposed to be? Is this how things were supposed to turn out for the one who had been promised to come? For the one who had been prophesied to be the forerunner? The one who would pave the way for the Messiah, the Savior to come? The one who was to point people to Christ? How in the world can you do that when you're sitting in a prison cell? And so perhaps John was wondering, is this how it was supposed to turn out? Is it possible that he wasn't the one? And so he sent his disciples to Jesus to ask him, are you the one? Or should we look for another? Now perhaps during this time of year, as we are anticipating, getting ready for the holidays and celebrating the holiday season, and there's a lot of joy and there's a lot of glad tidings, but perhaps there is sorrow in your heart. Perhaps there is sadness that you can't seem to escape when you think about those that you have that you love who are no longer with you. Perhaps you are spending your time at home where there should be a lot of joy and happiness, and instead there's a lot of turmoil in your family. Perhaps there are just simply some struggles that you are going through because of your own dumb mistakes, or perhaps even some pretty significant sins that you have committed. Is this how your life is supposed to be? Is this how it is supposed to be as a Christian, as one who is blessed by God? Is this how it is supposed to be? Well, Jesus had an answer for John. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? What was his answer? Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind are receiving their sight. The deaf are hearing. The lame are now walking. Those with leprosy, they are cleansed. The dead, they are being raised up to life once again. And the poor, they are being told the good news. Now, it could be that Jesus was simply outlining all of the things that he had been doing in his ministry, all the many miraculous things that he had been accomplishing, as if to say, there you go, John, if this doesn't tell you, then what will? But in fact, Jesus is saying much more than simply, look at all the things that I've been doing. That should tell you that I'm the one, the promised Savior. In fact, what Jesus is doing is showing how all of those things in the Old Testament that were prophesied of the one who was to come, of the Messiah, the promised Savior, Jesus was accomplishing all of those things. All of those things were being fulfilled in him. And so, is this how it was supposed to be? Yes, it is how it was supposed to be. In fact, John knew who he was. He knew he was that voice crying in the wilderness, the fulfillment of the prophecy of the forerunner of Christ. He himself had said of himself, I must decrease, but he must increase. So is this how it was supposed to be? Yes, it was. You could see that now as he is sitting there in a prison cell. Jesus was increasing, John now decreasing, imprisoned by Herod. And in fact, he was not long for this world, because soon after, Herod beheaded him. But now Jesus has opportunity to go even further, to tell all the people about how he is the one. He is the Messiah, the promised Savior. But what he does is he goes on to talk to the crowds about John, what did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swaying in the wind? No, sidewalk preachers are a dime a dozen. They're all the same. You did not go out to see just another one of those people, but you went out to see one who was preaching with power, one who with authority was calling people to repentance, telling them to turn away from their sins, to instead lead holy lives, lives that were in compliance with the Ten Commandments. Did you go out into the wilderness to see a man dressed in soft clothing? No, those who are arrayed in fine clothing, they are sitting around in royal palaces. No, you did not go out to see someone who has no bearing on your day-to-day life. Rather, you went out to see that one who clothed himself in camel's hair and ate locusts for breakfast. You went out to see one who was acting a whole lot like that other strange preacher from the Old Testament, that prophet Elijah, who proclaimed a message with authority, with power. In fact, you went out to see this man who himself was as audacious as Elijah had been in his own ministry. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, you went out to see a prophet, one who spoke an eternal truth, a message directly from God. You went out to see a prophet, and yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. And so Jesus lays it all out there, who John the Baptist was. He is the one who was spoken of, as we heard in our Old Testament reading, "See, I send my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way before you." Jesus, after all, is not so much speaking of John as he is of himself. Because the fact that John the Baptist was the forerunner, the one promised to pave the way for the Lord, now that he has come, it shows you that Jesus is the one. He is the very promised Savior. So in your own life, maybe you are feeling a lot like John the Baptist was. All of this buildup, he was the one to pave the way for the Messiah, and now he's no longer able to preach from a prison cell. He's not able to baptize anyone anymore. Is Jesus really the one? Maybe in your life you're wondering, with all that's going on in my life, all the struggles that I endure, is this the way it is supposed to be? Is this how it is to be living as a Christian? Could it be that all those non-Christians are correct in dismissing Jesus? Should we be looking for someone else for our help, our hope, our comfort? In fact, we live in this fallen, sinful world. It is not the way things were meant to be, but it is very much the way things are. And isn't this exactly why Jesus came? Isn't this why he was promised to come, to be the very Savior we need, when so often our lives seem to be not the way it was supposed to be? In fact, the reason Jesus was born was to come in to this fallen, sinful world, was in fact to be betrayed and beaten, and they spit in his face. Is this how it was supposed to be? Is this why Jesus came? To endure such indignity? In fact, yes, this is how it was supposed to be. Jesus knew this beforehand. From eternity, Jesus knew that this would happen to him. He, in fact, chose this path. His life did not end up in a prison cell. It rather ended up on the cross, where he not only suffered excruciating death in his crucifixion, but also endured all of your sins, all of your evil deeds, all of your guilt, all of your condemnation. He brought that all into himself, into his life, that he then offered up to the holy God, his pure, innocent life, offering up to God as a sacrifice for all of your sin. Everything in your life that is not right, that is not the way it is supposed to be, he took it all into himself. So when you wonder, as you may do, as John did, you can say, yes, it is the way it is supposed to be. Jesus coming into this world and then also coming into your life. Because after all, he has brought you into his life in your baptism, even as he then also brings his life into your life in his Holy Communion. And so, this is the way it is supposed to be, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.